Richard Dawkins writes, "It is almost as if the human brain were specifically designed to misunderstand Darwinism and to find it hard to believe. But is evolutionary psychology a fruitful line of inquiry? We consider that in more detail in Chapter 7. But for now, let us address one key question. Can we find the answers to human nature in genetic programs from the deep reaches of our human or pre-human past? Friendship is unnecessary. Like philosophy, like art, it has no survival value. Rather, it is one of those things that give value to survival." C.S. Lewis, The Four Loves. Some features of human behavior undoubtedly arose in the remote past. Consider, for example, jealousy. It is hardly unique to humans or even to primates. Dogs and cats unambiguously demonstrate jealousy. But for that very reason, discovering an origin for jealousy would be trivial. To truly explain human nature, evolutionary psychology aims to explain uniquely human behavior like altruism, the willingness of human beings to sacrifice themselves for others, sometimes even for strangers. Altruism. Wrong brain wiring? Altruism, or self-sacrifice for people other than one's own kin, is usually, though not always, related to spiritual beliefs. For example, Mother Teresa's image routinely appears in articles devoted to studying altruism. Altruism is easier to study directly than spiritually, precisely because it is a behavior that can be studied apart from a belief system. So how does evolutionary psychology account for altruism? As science writer Mark Buchanan explains in New Scientist, "In evolutionary terms, it is a puzzle because any organism that helps others at its own expense stands at an evolutionary disadvantage. So if many people really are true altruists, as it seems, why haven't greedier, self-seeking competitors wiped them out?" Evolutionary psychology has not shrunk from the challenge of explaining altruism. Evolutionary biologist Robert Trivers of Rutgers University thinks he has an answer. Evolution is wiping altruists out, but hasn't yet finished the job. Our brains misfire when presented with a situation to which we have not evolved a response, he explains. In other words, we should be selfish because evolution has wired us that way. And if we are not, our brains are wired wrong. Fair enough. If that is true, we should expect to see that altruists mainly cause trouble for themselves and others by their actions.